This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called Wednesday for a special court to prosecute Russian crimes against Ukraine. Von der Leyen proposed a court backed by the United Nations, quote, to investigate and prosecute Russia's crime of aggression, end quote. She also said Russia and Russian oligarchs need to pay for costs to rebuild Ukraine from the damage done by Russian forces since they invaded Ukraine in February. She spoke as NATO foreign ministers met in Romania on the final day of meetings that include discussing the conflict and support for Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with NATO foreign ministers in Romania, trying to drum up support for Ukraine as Russia bombards energy infrastructure going into the frigid winter. Blinken says NATO foreign ministers say they will continue supporting Ukraine with weapons and other aid.
What is very clear to me from having spent the last 2 days with all of our colleagues is that that support remains strong, resolute, determined. And that's what I heard from virtually everyone sitting at the table here at this NATO meeting.
Meantime, Ukrainian investigators are collecting thousands of missile fragments and rocket shells Russia rained on the eastern city of Kharkiv to provide evidence of war crimes, which might bolster the efforts to convene to a special court to prosecute Russia. A Pakistani Taliban suicide bomber rammed a police escort for a polio vaccination team in southwestern Pakistan Wednesday, killing three people and wounding more than 30, according to police. This is VOA News.
We condemned in the strongest terms the attack.
From the archives, that was former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin condemning the September 11th attack on the United States. State media reports he died Wednesday at the age of 96. While hailing him as a great communist revolutionary who helped quell the 1989 pro-democracy protest. Zhang took power in the aftermath of the Tiananmen Square crackdown, in which the military used deadly force to end peaceful demonstrations, and led China towards its emergence as a global economic powerhouse. The major bodies of China's ruling Communist Party announced his death through a letter that expressed profound grief. China's ruling Communist Party says it will resolutely crack down on infiltration and sabotage activists by hostile forces. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The statement was released late Tuesday after the largest street demonstrations in decades were staged by citizens fed up with strict antivirus restrictions. While it didn't directly address the protests, the statement serves as a reminder of the party's determination to enforce its rule. There has been a massive show of force by the internal security services to deter a recurrence of protests that broke out over the weekend in Beijing and other cities. Security forces have been conducting random ID checks and searching mobile phones for evidence of participation in demonstrations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP correspondent Norman Hall has more on Walmart employee who says she barely missed being shot in gunfire that left six co-workers dead in the state of Virginia. She's filed a $50 million lawsuit.
The lawsuit filed in court in Chesapeake, Virginia, says Walmart allegedly continued to employ the shooter, a store supervisor, despite what it calls Andre Bing's known propensities for violence, threats, and strange behavior. The plaintiff is Danya Priolo. She alleges that she has experienced post-traumatic stress disorder, including physical and emotional distress. Walmart, which is headquartered in Bentonville, Arkansas, said in a statement that it was reviewing the complaint and will respond as appropriate in court. I'm Norman Hall.
If you'd like more on these or other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use mobile app searching for VOA News. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.